This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, are traditions of men still being added to the Bible as doctrine?
Not in reality, not in actuality, but there are people who think that it is. Okay. This week, Pope Leo XIV said the following: "We reflect on this relationship between sacred scripture and tradition. It's what the Second Vatican Council affirms. There exists a close connection, communication between sacred tradition and sacred scripture. For both of them, flowing from the same divine wellspring, in a certain way, merge into a unity intended to the same end. Ecclesiastical tradition branches out throughout the history through the Church, which preserves, interprets, and embodies the Word of God. The Catechism of the Catholic Church refers in this regard to the motto of the Church Fathers, quote, sacred scripture is written principally in the Church's heart rather than in documents and records, end quote. That is, in the sacred text. The Word of God, then, is not fossilized, but is rather a living and organic reality that develops and grows in tradition. Dear friends, sacred scripture and tradition are so linked together that they cannot stand independently, and together, each in their own way, under the action of one Holy Spirit. They contribute effectively to the salvation of souls."
Is there really such a thing as sacred tradition?
Well, that expression is not in the Bible. Okay. The Bible warns against adding to the Word of God. Deuteronomy 4, verse 2, "You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take away from it." Proverbs 30, verse 6, "Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar." And in the New Testament, Revelation 22, starting verse 18, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. If anyone takes away from the words of the books of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book."
Does anyone else accept tradition over the word of God?
Well, they wouldn't quite word it that way. Yeah, many actually do. You've got the LDS, they accept the Book of Mormon, which they think is inspired. You've got some of the Seventh-day Adventists who say Ellen G. White's writings are inspiration. Protestants who accept various traditions, and the Messianic Jews who accept various traditions, which I believe they do over the Word of God. But I want to get back to the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It says, "And holy tradition transmits in its entirety the Word of God, which has been entrusted to the apostles by Christ the Lord and the Holy Spirit. The tradition here in question comes from the apostles, and hands on what they've received from Jesus' teaching and example and what they learned from the Holy Spirit."
So are the Roman Catholics saying that the extent of their acceptance of sacred traditions ended with the traditions that were in place prior to the death of the Apostle John?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Some of the writings say that, but the reality is that the Roman Catholics and Eastern Orthodox and the Protestants, for that matter, they all accept later traditions as valid, even though their scholars acknowledge they weren't part of the original revelation in the New Testament or from the original apostles. But the reality is, tradition is not on par with Scripture. It's not the proper Christian position ever to say that tradition is equal to or on par with Scripture.
What is the proper position of a Christian?
Well, what the Bible says. For example, what Paul wrote Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, starting in verse 15, says, "You've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." He didn't say you need tradition for salvation. Nowhere does the Bible do that. And furthermore, we'll continue with what's there. He says the Word of God is complete for salvation, part of this. So no, you don't need tradition, like the Church of Rome teaches. Look, Paul continues with, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Thoroughly equipped from Scripture, not tradition, to do every good work and make you wise for salvation. You know, Paul taught Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Preach the word. And to the Romans, Romans 10, verse 17, he wrote that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Notice the word of God, not tradition, that's to be preached. And that faith comes from the word of God, not tradition. I should probably also add that in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 11, Paul taught that his oral teachings do not contradict his letters. And in Colossians 2, verse 8, Paul specifically warned about tradition. He wrote, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." This warning from Paul seems to be saying that traditions are not in, that are not in accordance with Christ may deceive some, and Christians need to be on guard for that. And as far as my teachers who claim to be Christian, Paul warns about them in 2 Corinthians 11, starting verse 13. He talks about there are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Now, Paul ran into some teachers who were supposedly Christian teachers. They taught idle traditions of men. In 1 Timothy 1:6, some having strayed have turned aside to idle talk. So some Christians are accepting idle talk. And 1 Timothy 6, starting verse 20, Paul says, "Guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what's falsely called knowledge," knowledge from tradition or whatever. Verse 21, "By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith."
Would it be accurate to say that in these verses, Paul is condemning many sacred traditions as being mere babblings and idle talk?
Well, there really is no such thing as sacred traditions.
Okay.
But yes, Christians are supposed to follow Christ. Now, what did Jesus teach? John 8, verse 31. Says, Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, Jesus was talking to Jews who often accepted tradition above the word of God, and he wanted to set them free from that. He also made it clear that true followers were supposed to be set apart by the word of God. In John 17, 12, Jesus prayed to the Father and said, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." Now, in the Old Testament, we read Psalm 119, verse 160. "The entirety of your word is truth." And in Daniel 10, verse 21, "The scripture of truth." We never read about the tradition of truth. But what we do know is Jesus said, John 10, 35, "Scripture cannot be broken." Therefore, people are not supposed to accept tradition and declarations that oppose scripture. Now, even in Jesus' day, there were religious leaders who sadly, quote, "love the praise of men more than the praise of God," John 12:43. Now, I want to go to Matthew 15. A lot of people are familiar with this. It's about tradition. Starting in verse 1, it says, "The scribes and Pharisees who are from Jerusalem, they came to Jesus saying, 'Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread.' And Jesus answered and said, 'Why do you transgress the commandment of God through your tradition?' Jesus further said to them, 'You've made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, These people draw near to me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" And in Mark 7, we basically read the same thing. So Jesus has established this principle that traditions must always be judged by Scripture and never placed beside it as equal authority. Now, according to Smith's Bible Dictionary, the fundamental principle of the Pharisees, people wrapped up in tradition, is that the oral law was necessary to complete and explain the written law given to Moses. But Jesus condemned them for that. But we see the same thing with the Greco-Roman Catholics and some others. Now, perhaps I should go back to Isaiah, because Jesus referred to Isaiah in Matthew 15. So I'm going to go to Isaiah 29 and read verse 13. Jesus said, Isaiah wrote, "Inasmuch as these people draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips," a lot of people claim to be Christians, "but they remove their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men," meaning traditions. So both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, we're warned traditions are not to be valued to the degree the Word of God is. But many are afraid to believe the Word of God over traditions. And by the way, the book of Revelation warns that cowards aren't going to make it. Now, I'm going to go to Exodus 23. Read verses 1 and 2. It says, "You should not circulate a false report. Don't put your hand with a wicked to be an unrighteous witness." Verse 2, "You shall not follow a crowd to do evil." Now, those who push traditions over the Word of God are circulating a false report. And don't tell yourself it's right to follow a crowd who accepts anti-biblical traditions, even if they're centuries or millennia old. Now, getting back to Isaiah, I want to go to Isaiah 28. Pick this up in verse 9. Where are you supposed to learn doctrine? Verse 9. "To whom will he teach knowledge? And whom will he make to understand his message?" Verse 10. "Precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little." Line upon line? That's the written word of God. He didn't say tradition upon tradition. So hence, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, 2 Timothy 3:16, say doctrine is supposed to come from the Bible. Now, Pope Leo 14th referred to fathers of his church. But are their traditions supposed to be above or equal to Scripture? No. Now consider that in the late 2nd century, there was Melito of Sardis. He's considered to be a saint by the Greco-Roman Catholics. He taught against those who clung to traditions as hypocrites. And one of the things he wrote in the 2nd century was, again, there are persons who say, "Whatsoever our fathers have bequeathed to us, we will reverence." He says, "You know, it's not well for a man to follow his predecessors if they be those whose course was evil. But rather we should turn from the path of theirs, lest that which befell our predecessors should bring disaster upon us also." Now, Melito is considered to be a saint by the Greco-Roman Catholics, so you'd think that they would, and a father by them, by the way, you'd think they would heed what he said. The Bible never teaches that traditions of men are truth. Now, no matter how smart or religious someone might seem to be, the Bible clearly teaches, Romans 3:4, "Indeed, let God be true and every man a liar." You have to believe the Word of God over traditions of men. The Bible never suggests that traditions are divine or sacred. Scripture teaches that God's written word is sufficient, authoritative, and complete for doctrine and salvation. Jesus and the apostles warned repeatedly against elevating human tradition to divine status. So any system that places later church tradition as equal as a source of revelation contradicts the biblical model. While there's some historical uses for tradition, it always must be judged by Scripture and never placed above it or beside the Word of God as equal authority.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
This Bible News Prophecy Program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email. Our address is BibleNewsProphecy@gmail.com.